Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our buy four, get the fifth one free window replacement offer.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our program is here with us today, adjusting things, getting everything right technically to make sure that his microphone is working perfectly. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer.
You know, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Fred.
I don't know. What?
Hi.
How'd you get in here?
The door was open. I sat in here. Welcome to the show.
I'll tell you, I'm welcome to the show, everyone. I'm exhausted. We're midweek here. I'm exhausted by the collapse of reason and common sense and everything else that you put in and shake it up and try to make decisions about, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a really deal.
And there's not a whole heck of a lot going on in sports. This last week, I'm trying to figure out, we have a couple of local stories here.
Albert Pujols is continuing his career.
And Hoshei Ohtani.
And Shohei Ohtani, yeah, and the Angels. He's kind of taking it to task on the pitching mound and at the plate, for gosh sakes.
Well, there's some guys. That guy's got a good work ethic, Ohtani.
He does. I like that about him.
You know.
And there's another player we're going to talk about, too, that passed away that was, when you hear his numbers, you say, like, this guy should be in the Hall of Fame compared to some of the numbers you get nowadays in Major League Baseball. But we'll be talking about that. And we're going to call on you, our listeners, today. Get online here because we're on radio stations, on Sports Byline, and on CRNTalk.com and on SiriusXM. But we're also streaming live on things like Facebook and Roku and Twitter. So get your questions together there on the Facebook feed. And get them ready for Fred and myself. We'll answer as many as we can today on the show.
Yeah.
What do you think? You like that, Fred?
Yeah, we're going to...
Fred is nodding for the TV audience. That's good. Yeah. Yes, he likes it.
Yeah, that's good. And we'll talk and do a little foreshadowing for our May 27th live show.
You got that,
we'll
Fred.
We'll talk a little bit about that and fill people in and have them spread the word.
Special event.
That's going to be a good night.
Going to be fun. It's a special event. It's going to be coming up Thursday the 27th. It's just around the corner. And we'll tell you all the details and a whole lot more. So stay with us here in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a very special evening coming your way Thursday, May 27th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's called An Evening with Fred Dreyer. Here to tell you more, Fred Dreyer.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer, inviting you to my special live stream event. It's An Evening with Fred Dreyer, Thursday, May 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Join me and Mike Horn for an evening of great stories and never-before-heard tales from my football and acting careers. After the event, join me backstage for a virtual meet and greet. You'll be able to ask me questions one-on-one, get a virtual photograph, and a video of your experience. Get your tickets now at omgvip.com. That's omgvip.com. See you all there.
Don't miss it. Thursday, May 27th on your computers, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 Eastern. But you got to get your tickets at omgvip.com. omgvip.com. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, starring in this show, but the real star of our show is the Sultan of safeties, two, count them, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end. We're talking about this guy, Fred Dreyer, that's sitting right across from me here.
Two safeties
in the same.
What was I thinking?
I don't know. What were you thinking? It's like, let me get this guy again. Did you think for a third? Were you thinking, like, maybe I get him again?
Well, I thought because the guy, they were so stupid, they just ran in the end zone. That's
pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We got a lot of questions for you. Who's out there? We got Bruce and Kathy are saying hi. Get with us there if you want to on our chat room that we've got going on Facebook Live. We're here on Sports Byline radio stations, CRN Talk radio stations, all the different platforms, Amazon Home speakers and the Google Home and Roku TV and Sirius XM. My gosh, Sirius XM, one of our all-time faves. We like to be there and make things happen for you that you can listen to us and say hi to us. So that's all happening for you here, and
right.
We thank you for being on the show. Now, the Dodgers signed Albert Pujols. Here's the deal. Albert Pujols played for the Cardinals, was just a great – I think he only played a very short period of time in the minor leagues. In fact, his first season, somebody went down with an injury and they brought Albert Pujols up because he had such a great spring training, and Albert never looked back. This guy was a fixture with the Cardinals. Then he signed this deal with the Angels, right? Was it a 10-year deal with Artie Moreno or the Angels?
10 years to do odds and ends around the house.
And play baseball.
He could fit that in. He would play some baseball.
And we joked about it, and we love Albert Pujols, but it's like it was a lot of money. And so if he wasn't hitting well,
it was $250,000
for 10 years.
For 10 years, quarter of a billion.
Yep.
For 10 years,
240, I guess it was. Yeah.
But at the time, 10 years ago, people were just shocked. Why? That's the last thing Artie Moreno needed. He didn't need to have a superstar, a future Hall of Famer,
correct,
signed on the team, so people would say, "Oh, let's buy season tickets." Although there was a bump in season tickets, there was a bump in every day,
of course,
through the turnstile, fandom. But you know, when it comes down to having him come on the team, they could have spent a lot of that money. They could have made some trades. The Angels, they just
I don't think they have a very good farm system, do they?
Well, they did for a long time. They brought a lot of guys up during the Bo Belinsky years and all that. And when
sorry, 50 years ago.
Well, and beyond that, you know, they had a lot of guys that they brought up. You know, Howie Kendrick and all that era of guys. They had people there. Mike Trout's from their farm system. But here's the thing. When they signed Albert Pujols, and we discovered this last week or the week before, the Angels were trying to sign a big television deal, and they needed something to get eyeballs to start watching the Angel game so they could start pumping up the rates for advertising. And so Albert Pujols filled that bill, not only with selling seats in the stadium, but in getting eyeballs on their TV broadcast. So that was part of the reasoning that Artie Moreno said, let's look at Albert Pujols.
But they never followed up. They never capitalized on it. You know, you do at some point in time have to win baseball games.
Well, and that's why they're saying that maybe there was a lot of expectations and maybe Albert Pujols wasn't that guy. But here's the thing. He was also there sort of in the same lineup with Mike Trout. And you start looking at this. Plus, they signed that guy, remember, from Texas who couldn't get a hit. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he was a drug addict.
He had a problem with drugs. It's true. A name will be not mentioned. But anyway, there you have it. So Albert is let go in the last year of his contract. He had one more year to go and released. And so everybody's saying, oh, that's it. It's all over for Albert Pujols. But along come the world champion Los Angeles Dodgers, and they've got more injuries. You just walk into Dodger Stadium. Be careful you don't slip and fall.
They've got 15 people on the buffet level over there.
A lot of people have gone down with injuries, and they're saying even that Corey Seager, we thought was going to be maybe back sooner, is going to be out longer because he's got the broken hand or whatever. So the Albert Pujols kind of fits in. Here's the deal. He's going to play first base for the Dodgers. He gets some playing time. He doesn't have to worry about the DH in the National League. And at first I scratched my head, but then if you think about it, Albert Pujols was always a national leaguer. Now, isn't there a difference between the strike zones and stuff between the leagues a little bit, don't they say, Fred?
Well, it's the same plate, 17 and a half inches wide.
Right.
It's the same plate.
Yep.
The philosophy of American League Baseball differs because they have the designated hitter, which is fine. But there's a complaint that, you know, a lot of these hitters become professional designated hitters like Albert Pujols. Albert Pujols hasn't been able to play every
Correct.
Day in the field.
Correct.
You know, he has bad feet. Have you seen him run?
Yeah, his feet have always been a problem. He's kind of tough on running, and he's a big guy.
Yeah.
But first base, you don't have to move around a lot. So here's the thing. He fills in at first base. They can move Max Muncy over to second, and they can take Gavin Lux and put him at shortstop. Now that gives him a little flexibility in the infield. And then at the same time, he becomes a bat that could be threatening. He's still got the power to hit a home run. And the third thing that people don't know about, they got a lot of youngsters on that club, and they're starting to talk to Albert Pujols and maybe get some direction from a veteran like Albert Pujols to help them get through some things. And I think a lot of people have not thought about that. Your thoughts?
Well, that's one of the reasons they brought him to the team is because he's a good citizen. He's a smart guy, brilliant guy, and he cares about, about what happens to the team. He's got an interesting way about him where people are gravitating to him, not because
yes.
of so much his deeds,
yeah.
but the fact that he is a terrific person and has a desire to honestly help the team.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to give, you know, $250 million to anybody, that's the guy you want to give it to. And you've already heard some of the Dodger players think this is a terrific deal. And it does shake up the lineup a little bit. It really complements the lineup to have him on the team. He's not, you know, going to steal bases, but he's going to be heady in how he approaches pitchers and stuff. You know, what you often need is like what the Dodgers had when they had Chase Utley and when they had other people from other teams, great players, great hitters, come in and lead by example. And I think Albert Pujols will do that in spades.
You are right, oh great Sultan.
Thank
that
you
is
so
the key.
Much.
And here's the thing. While Albert was on the Angels, you know, he was at the end of his 10-year career moving down there. So he leaves. He's got a fresh start. He's pumped up. He's got a second opportunity here to go ahead and invigorate a team, in this case the world champion Dodgers, who are hurting from injuries. He can bring in his expertise in there, and all of a sudden he gets a hit in his first game, drives in a run. He gets hit in the arm second game he plays. He knocks in another run. He's got two RBIs already. He's kind of making a difference. He was the oldest Dodger ever to be at a cleanup position and start out in his first game. And so this is something that I'm thinking could be kind of, you know, sometimes management makes the right decisions and looks at stuff. Albert could have had a bench role with the Angels, but he's already been there for a while, and people are saying, well, you know, he didn't really do what we thought he was going to do. Now he's got a chance to do something brand new.
Well, speaking of cleanup.
Yes. Did you look at my office?
Speaking of cleanup.
So, yes, what?
You know, Albert has that contract where he, you know, when he's not hitting baseballs, you know, he's out in the field raking leaves over at Artie's house.
No, not anymore.
Wait a minute. He's got to work that off a little bit. So I think
he did it.
I think Andrew Friedman's got a guy there. He can help.
They just signed him on the ranch. Straight out.
You can get Albert out on the ranch. You know, put him in a truck, drive him out there, and he can take Lux with him on the
Gavin
Saturday.
Gavin Lux.
Take him.
All right, so there you have it. Hey, get some comments to us. We're going to get to your thoughts and questions here in Facebook Live. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Always so perky and happy, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive the acting legend. I'm, of course, co-hosting here, your friend Mike Horn. And
you drifted in and you found an empty seat. Sure. I'm looking for the guy that used to sit there.
Well, that's
me. Where the hell he went.
Now, we're going to be here not only doing the show next week, but on Thursday we've got this big event that it's a blockbuster. It's going to be
27th
of May. It's 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. It's an evening with Fred Dreyer. You're going to be able to ask him questions, write your questions in, and then after the event is over, there's going to be a one-on-one where you can talk to Fred personally. Just you and Fred, ask him the question, whatever you want. We'll get a copy of you talking to him, get that out to you. I think they're going to do like a video picture or something and get that sent out as well, too. It should be a big night. Are you ready to go? Because they're going to ask you anything they want, Fred.
Listen, this is, I think, the plus. I think I feel like me and Cary Grant are kind of like in having the same experience.
Jody.
You know.
With you, Jody.
Yeah, thanks. That really works.
Did that conjure up a picture of you and Cary Grant?
There's two people on the hallway sprinted to the front door.
It's Cary Grant here. Jody.
Yeah. And
I thought it worked.
But Cary Grant, they talked him into doing one of these shows. And he says, I don't want to do that. He says, I'm an old man now. I'm going to live in Beverly Hills and putter around the backyard. And they said, no, you've got to do this. It'll be so rewarding for you, not so much financially, which was true.
Right.
But it'll be so rewarding for you to feel as though you're doing the best you can to make contact with people. And it wasn't on a computer screen. It wasn't on Zoom or anything.
Right.
It was live in a theater, like the Wiltern Theater here.
He didn't want to do it?
And he didn't want to do it, but they just talked him into it, and he said, okay. So they made travel easy for him. And
so this is something you do when you're an old man, is that correct?
So this is something you do when you're an old man, and people want to talk to you. See, there's the difference.
Okay.
See,
all right.
If you're,
so
old,
you're an old guy that
if
people
you're
want
old,
to talk
it's
to.
It's one thing.
Yeah, I got you.
But if you're
nobody,
somebody, then
nobody
they'll, pay,
to talk to
then they'll pay you for it.
That's it. So now you're gonna, you got to go and
so here's the deal.
Yeah.
So next Wednesday when we do our show, we're going to have, before that, we're going to have a lighting rehearsal here at CRM.
Okay, so you're not going to get to see that.
You're not going to get to see it, but you're going to know what we're doing here because we want to make sure that we get this thing tipped off in the right direction for the following day, which is 6 o'clock live, an evening with me, Fred Dreyer, and you. It's my, people should know you're involved in this, and it makes it a lot easier and smooth. We get to lubricate the machinery, as it were, with Mike's eloquence.
Thank you.
And we've got a real nice week ahead of us, and this is going to be live, 6 p.m. Pacific. And
9 p.m. Eastern,
9
live across
p.m.
America.
Eastern,
8 Central,
live across,
7 Mountain.
Live across America.
Now, here's, you sign up, you go to omgvip.com. omgvip.com, that's the website, and sign up for this event. You'll see Fred's face up there. My picture did not somehow get there in the mail. Fred's is there.
Yeah, this
so
one.
Click on that, and there you go, and you sign up for this event, and it's going to be great. If this works out, we're going to do these on a regular basis where you can, hey, Fred, what do you think about this? You know, and you kind of get Fred to go off topic sometimes on some questions.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you dated Elizabeth Taylor one time. Maybe somebody asked you about that. I've tried to pry a little more information out of you. Maybe someone will say, what was Liz like?
What Liz and I had is special.
That's what I want to find out.
So
you gave me goosebumps talking about that. I want to find out more about that, and I hope someone asked that question.
Well, they will, and I'll be discreet. I'll be gentle,
yeah,
as it were.
And, you know, we get regular questions here, and we'll ask some more later here in our question deal. But this is going to be stuff that you can really get into.
But I want the fans to know, I want the people listening, that it means a lot to us here at CRN to have this event and to host it.
Yep.
And to celebrate the relationship that we have with our fans across the country and around the world. It's also going to be interesting to see. There's going to be a lot of people from, you name it, from different places around the world that are going to call in. You watch.
Yeah, it's worldwide that you can do this. Again, omgvip.com. Get there and check it out. It's like, oh, my God, VIP. You're a VIP. Oh, my God. So omgvip.com and click on Fred's face, and they got all the details there. Get subscribe to it right away for this event coming up on Thursday. And then afterwards, if you want to, go there for the meet and greet. Now, here's a question. Randy emailed you, said, at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Right.
He said, Fred, love the Hunter Show so much.
Thank you.
Just found it on TV. So he's asking a question. Was wondering why the Hunter Show wasn't picked up for season 8. What happened there?
Well, actually, they did. It was picked up. This was an interesting turning of historic events. Warren Littlefield was second in command under Brandon Tartikoff. Steve Kendall and I, the creator of the show, went to Brandon Tartikoff to request and to let him know this is what we were going to do as producers and star of the show to have another 8th year. Remember, Stephanie left the year before, so we wanted to redo the show. So we came back with some great ideas to reboot the show and give it a little bit of a different direction, but
right.
Yet it was going to still be an action-driven show.
Sure.
And that was also, we had a nice meeting with Brandon in his office at NBC, and he had with him Warren Littlefield.
He served you coffee and some crumpets and stuff like that, maybe?
Yeah, he was one of those executives that had a sleeveless V-neck sweater. You know those guys?
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And
penny loafers,
okay.
White socks.
Okay. Yeah.
With suit pants and
a
white shirt. So anyway, we're doing the whole thing, and then Brandon says, "This is really great," and he turns to Warren and says, "We want to give these guys 22 episodes for an 8th year because
that's great,
because the season." The 7th season was the end of the contract. It's a 7-year contract. So at the end of the 7th year, he gave us an 8th season, and just at that time, he left NBC to go to Paramount Studios.
Aha!
He was hired to run Paramount, so he left. But before he did, he got a 22 pickup. From Warren Littlefield. Well, as it worked out, Brandon left and Warren canceled the show.
Oh, brother. So Warren wasn't really on with his penny loafers and all that kind of stuff. He wasn't really into it then.
Well, I don't know. I can't
speak. That's too bad.
I can't speak for him.
That's too bad.
Well, of course it is.
Oh, yeah.
I can't speak for him, but it turned everything on its ear. And, you know, the show had such tremendous momentum that by the time, we got to addressing an 8th season, our guy, the guy we had in place, Brandon Tartikoff, had left.
Yep.
And he trusted that Warren Littlefield would have carried through his wishes. And he didn't. And the show was dropped. I told Steve, one day, when we realized it was not coming back, I said, "Look, this is a hit show. You own it. Let's go to another network."
That's a great idea.
Let's
what
go to another network. He says, "Well, I don't want to do that." He says, "Because that'll be like sticking my finger in their eye, And I say, "Hey, they dumped your show after they got a pickup. We deserve that pickup.
Yes.
So let's get with it and go to another network." And he thought better of it because he says, "I'm still in the business of supplying all networks with programming, And so I don't want to just say, okay, NBC, you didn't do what I wanted. I don't want to throw a temper tantrum. I'm going to go to ABC.
The ratings were high then. It was still at its peak, right?
They were really big.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you look at a guy like Dick Wolf now, who has the Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
He's got five shows.
And then he's on CBS with the FBI and the FBI Most Wanted. He's network shopping. So there you go. So I hope that helps you out, Randy. He says, Randy also says, will you ever want to release all the Hunter TV movies and the last two to 2003 episodes that were never aired on TV? All the episodes have been aired on TV, haven't they?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a couple that they did down in San Diego in 2003.
Oh, okay. The last two of those in 2003. He said there were two episodes that weren't aired.
Yeah.
I want to see those.
Yeah, well.
Are they in
the box set? It's not up to me. I don't have jurisdiction over selling these episodes. I don't own the copyright. Steve Cannells does.
The Hunter DVD box set, according to Randy, is from 2010 and goes for over $300 on eBay.
Oh yeah.
You don't get any pieces of that, do you?
Well, I get. I don't know if it's on eBay.
I don't think you do on that. I don't know.
I'm not
looking at your tax returns.
Well, I don't either.
But, you know. And he wanted to know if you know anyone that's selling them cheaper than Amazon for $444 for a new box set. Boy, that'd be nice to get that box set.
Yeah, there's 100 and how many shows? 157 original shows.
Wow.
over 7 years. And then there were a couple of movies that we'd done and so forth. But anyway, I agree with Randy. I think that we got a raw deal.
Well, Randy, thanks so much. We'll get to some more of your questions and comments or whatever. The show is flying by. I told you we'd get together with your questions. We'll get over to questions here from our chat room on Facebook if you stand by with us. Don't forget, order up the big event with Fred Dreyer coming up on Thursday, May 27th, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern, an evening with Fred Dreyer. Go to omgvip.com and sign up. OMGVIP. We'll see you next week.
Your outdoor experiences could be better. Clearly better. Canon sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optimal clarity. Using Japanese optics, Canon's lenses are clearer, lighter, and stronger than other lenses, and they're nearly impossible to scratch. With frames handcrafted in Italy, Canon sunglasses elevate your experiences outside with a degree of clarity beyond your wildest imagination. Canon designs and manufactures our high-performance eyewear to be clearly better than any sunglasses you've tried before. Use the exclusive code CanonCast15 at Canon.com to receive 15% off your first pair. That's CanonCast15. Canon. Clearly better.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. If you don't know how to do something, don't think that Google can solve everything. Instead, it makes a lot more sense to pay a few $100s or even a few thousand to have an expert who's been successful teach you how to do it. Because even though additional education will cost you money up front, it will more than pay for itself. Free courses are available, but they only scratch the surface. Paying to dig deep into a topic and really learn is the best bet. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
And now today's cleaning tip from Tubba Towels Heavy Duty Cleaning Wipes. Most people are disinfecting more frequently these days. But did you know there's a difference between disinfecting and cleaning? Cleaning is the first step before disinfecting and is needed on a regular basis to remove germs, dirt, and dust from surfaces. Plus, keeping a clean surface helps minimize the growth of future germs. And now a word from Tubba Towels.
Tub! Oh, towels, tub! At Tubba Towels, we started with the toughest messes and quickly realized Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes can clean just about anything, like stubborn brake dust, spilled paint, even permanent marker. There's literally thousands of uses. Proudly made in the USA with over 30,000 five-star reviews. Find Tubba Towels heavy-duty cleaning wipes at your local auto parts store, the Home Depot, Lowe's, and more. Look for the big yellow tub.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the man who drinks alkaline water for a living now these days, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to remind people.
Yes.
This container.
Fred has holding up a container of water.
See how big this thing
is? It's a huge bottle.
This.
How big is that thing? Looks like something they dump over Dave Roberts' head after a Dodger victory. What is it?
This is 50.7 fluid ounces of water.
Really?
Right? 57 ounces, right?
You see this container right here?
Yeah.
Let me look
how
at
much
this
is
one
that?
Here. This is,
how much is that?
Let me look this up. This is 50.7 fluid ounces of water.
It's about
in
the
this.
Same.
Same.
It's the same. But the difference is.
What?
I've had like three of these already.
Have you? I've had about one of these.
Yeah.
But you've had three already?
Yeah. And here's the key. You take this formula to heart for
yes.
the rest of your life.
Tell everybody about this.
And what you're going to get here is your body needs water. It needs, like I'm 215 some odd pounds right now. So if I drink half my body weight in ounces of water, which gives me about 100, 105 ounces of water a day.
What are you, 215?
I need, yeah.
You're about 15 pounds bigger than I am, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, yes. So what we do is I drink two of these,
yes.
at least two, sometimes three. And it's the difference between optimal health and suffering through life without really having a chance at being healthy.
Yeah, and that's the deal. Stay healthy, and that's the key. Let's get over to our chat room because we've been neglecting people here at Facebook Live, and we got Nikki saying hi, Sultan of Safety over
Hello.
There.
Hello.
Phyllis says she has her ticket for May 27th.
God Can't bless you.
To be watching from Lake Wart, Florida. She's going to be there. And remember, this is coming up next week on the show, on the next Thursday. You got an extra edition here of the Sports Line. It's going to be an evening with Fred Dreyer. You get your tickets at omgvip.com. Like an oh my God, omgvip.com. Order the ticket for the main show. And then afterwards, there's going to be a meet and greet for a select few. So get those
yes.
early because those tickets will go fast.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to try to do as much as we possibly can here in the remaining week that we have.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to talking with you folks and visiting with you. We're going to learn. I'm going to learn a lot about this process myself, because I've never done this before.
It'll be good. Now, we got a question here. Gay is listening in Oceanside. James says, hi, Mike and Fred from Phoenix. James is saying, Cam Newton makes his return to Carolina in week 9 of the upcoming NFL season. He said, my guess is he won't be the starter. Mac Jones could very well be the starter for the New England Patriots. I know it's too early to predict, but your thoughts on this, Fred Dreyer, what do you think?
I'm probably right with you. I have no idea, you know, what to make of that. I don't know if they start somebody. What's the record of the team? Who's injured? Who isn't? A lot of factors involved in that.
also here, you've got Brian Hoyer has signed a new deal with the Patriots, according to his agent. So he's a veteran quarterback. So it's getting to be a pretty crowded there. They got Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. Mac Jones is there, as we just mentioned.
Alabama quarterback.
Jared Stidham, Hoyer. Hoyer's had taken a free agent visit with the New York Jets earlier in the offseason. And so this is pretty interesting on what's happening here with the quarterback position. Who knows who's going to start in week 9?
You know, we've had this same experience for the last 10 years. And that is, for 10 years, there's been an emphasis on teams picking quarterbacks.
Yes.
Take a look at all the quarterbacks chosen. We should do this as kind of like a little a treat for people. I'd like to do it. Is how many quarterbacks in the last 10 years have been taken? Who's left?
Yeah.
And what was the story on a lot of these quarterbacks? You know, there's a lot of people out there who are like Cam Newton and Mac Jones and all these people. Who are the ones that really came through and did something? You know, it'll be interesting to see what that is.
All right, we got other things here to check out here for you. We have Nikki said there should have been a season 8 of Hunter. People upset about the fact that there wasn't a season 8.
It should have been an 8, 9, and 10.
She says, for the 27th event, I screenshot my ticket. Do you know if further details to log in, et cetera, will be emailed? Yes, I believe so, that they will come in. You can ask questions at omgvip.com at their website for the event. That is happening Thursday the 27th, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. They should know who you are and be sending you information. So Also, Kathy's wondering if there's any more information on what to expect on May 27th, especially in the extra option after the main event. From what I understand, and we were told about this, is the main event will end, and then there'll be a time for people to get together, and you have a special one-on-one where they're going to connect with you, and you'll be able to talk one-on-one personally with Fred.
Right, that's right. And
what a treat
that'll
be.
We'll be, and I may even talk to you. You can ask.
No, it'll be great.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about a question you want to ask me that you never ask. We spend a good deal of time together,
true.
And maybe after the show we'll have to question that. But
what the heck does that mean?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
Once we get going here, I want you to give me some questions that you. Would always if you would like to ask them yourself, or you can have somebody else ask them. But I think you should start to make a list of questions you'd like to ask me.
Hey, by the way, Nikki said water is amazing and smiling, and she says that when she emails the OMG website, it bounces back. So we'll have to figure out what the heck's going on with that.
Oh, by the way, speaking of water, I didn't want to let that drip away.
Yes,
but go to WaterCure.com. All you folks out there.
Watercure.com? And
Watercure.com. Everything you want to know about water.
Is right there? Watercure.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. That's pretty good. So anyway, we got to check on that OMG website because we want to make sure all of our listeners get if you're signing up, you should be able to get through to them to talk. We'll get a phone number out there and get it out to people. You can always email us info@crntalk.com, info@ crntalk.com if you're having some problems, and we'll forward it and get the answer there for you too.
Yes.
All right, some other fan mail questions here. Pam says, your good friend, Minnesota native John Madden, he was your coach in college, am I right? John Madden?
Yes, that's correct.
And became a friend who talked to you about maybe coming to the Rams or whatever. He just turned 85 last month, wrote in his book that your football playing weight was always stated as 240 pounds, but you actually hit a 5-pound weight under each during weigh-ins. Is that true, Fred Dreyer?
Well, this is part of the ever-going spinning world of sports. You know, you have to have... You have to have a discretion in how you run your career and under the circumstances of people who question you. I was questioned a great deal in college and in professional sports. I'm actually answering this question as if we were on our interview show.
So coming up next Thursday.
These are types. Yeah. I can answer that probably.
So will you let
fully.
Us know on that?
I'll let you. I can answer that.
Under your arms?
Yes.
Thank you, John Madden. Let's get him on the show.
I had one.
Can we get John on the show?
No. I had one 50-pound weight that I strapped to my neck. So I had to work on my neck like this as I walked in. They kept saying, geez, Freddie, put on a lot of weight. You look good. I said, yeah, I know.
I had mine on the belly right here, and I got to take that off yet. I'm still strapped there.
Yeah, you can take that off.
James said, hello, Fred. I didn't want to say that I'm your fan when you played. He said, I do want to say that I'm your fan when you played Sergeant Hunter, and I do like it when you make a special appearance on Chips. Were you on Chips?
Yes.
Okay, find out more maybe on Thursday.
Yep.
Phyllis says, just got my ticket to your event, so excited. I don't know anything about football, but I have been a Hunter fan forever. Huge crush. And a couple of hearts here on this.
Double hearts?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I've got a trump on that one, and we'll go ahead and take it over there, and that wins in hearts. Okay, Lisa says, brought my one and only ticket to your event. Super fan. I grew up watching Hunter. I still watch all the seasons on repeat. I have a signed photo on my wall that I look at every morning while having my coffee. This is going to be like Christmas.
Oh, great. Isn't that great? See, I feel the same way on my end.
I do, too, actually.
On my
end.
You do, too, don't you, Mike?
I think it's going to be fun,
yeah,
even though you didn't get me anything for Christmas, but maybe.
Well, that's a staple.
Edward says, Fred, I enjoyed your TV program, Hunter, the humor and wit, which you did as well as the action of it. You are a very good football player as well as a very good actor. Here's the question. Edward says, I was wondering if you had to choose one and do it all over again, which one would you have done, acting or football?
Well, this is also a Thursday night question, but to answer your question, you know, these two job professions came along at the right time. It wasn't like I was a young guy, and I got to be an actor, and spent a lot of time as a young man going to acting class and devoting all my life to being an actor. I was an athlete during my youth, which is when you need your youth. And then when I left and became a hunter, that came along at the right time because I was old.
So what's the answer?
The answer is very clear.
What?
It came along at exactly the same.
So you do it all over the same way.
Well, I have no choice in the matter. When I'm young, you play sports.
Yeah.
So, and when you get older, get 35, 40, then you're an actor. I'm not playing sports.
And I'd be the actor if I had to do it all over again. And I had those two careers, I'd just go right to the acting.
You would?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well,
Chris Plummer, and not the person who passed away, that great classic actor, but there is a Chris Plummer that contacted you here and wrote an email to Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Says, looks awesome. Hey, Fred, any plans to write an autobiography? I agree. It would be great. All those great inside NFL and Hunter stories you could tell.
Well, yes, there's always that opportunity. Maybe that'll happen down the road.
Maybe it'll happen this coming Thursday on the 27th.
Yeah, I'll be writing it as I am being interviewed.
That's right, and that's going to be good. Check it out. Sign up. It's a one-night-only event, Fred Dreyer.
That's right.
And yours truly, I'll be there as well. And he'll be doing this at omgvip.com. They'll tell you how to log in and everything, but you got to sign up for the event. Go to omgvip.com. Pam said, bought my ticket for the show. I can't wait. Thought about buying a one-on-one, but I would be so choked up talking to you in person, I wouldn't remember what I wanted to ask. Pam, you'll be okay, right?
You'll be fine. Write your questions down for your own use, and then when you answer them, then when you ask them, then I can answer them, and then you'll follow right along. You just mark them off.
That's good. That's coming up again Thursday night, the 27th of May, and it's at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 Eastern. The website to get signed up, and he does a lot of celebrity events like this, but this is the first time Fred Dreyer's done one. You go to omgvip.com. That's omgvip.com. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
And we are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thank you all for joining us here. The All-Pro defensive end is with you. Pamela mentioned that she's bought a ticket for the OMG VIP show. You go to omgvip.com, and then you can also do a one-on-one afterwards. And Pam thinks she might faint dead away with excitement if she was connecting up with you. She's been a fan, admire you, had a crush on you, Fred Dreyer, for years.
Well, this makes it exciting for me when I get to talk to fans out there, and we'll have a lot of fun.
And they said, how much time is given you when you ask the questions on one-on-one? I think a few minutes. You get your question together, and they should tell you that when they send you the information back from the omgvip.com website. So you get to go in there, and they'll give you a copy of the time you spend with Fred, I think a video copy of that, so you'll have it. Ed Chandler has said, hey, Fred, I was a freshman at El Camino College in Torrance, California. When you, Fred, were a sophomore, Ed saw you get knocked out and carried off the field.
Pardon me?
He said he saw you get knocked out and carried off the field. Then you went on to San Diego State to become a superstar there. Saw you play with the Rams at the Coliseum. In the end, he thought the Rams maybe didn't treat you well at the end.
Well, I was never carried off of any field. I was helped. Oh. I was helped off.
You were helped off. Okay,
that's a big difference.
Okay, so there you go. And said. Ed said, you're a great guy and you're your own man, and he's wondering where your VW bus is today.
I sold it to a plumber in Whittier about 20 years ago.
Is that the guy, the smell-good plumber? Is that the guy? Or is it the guy that you don't want him bending over under the sink?
No, that old van, boy, I tell you, that Hell was yeah. some vehicle.
You love that van.
Well, I did at the time, but then I realized it got old real quick.
There you go.
You know.
All right, don't forget, coming up next week, we'll be here on the show. But, of course, you want to get your tickets to Fred's special event, TV event. You get to watch Fred, an evening with Fred Dreyer. Get your tickets at omgvip.com and sign up for the special event afterwards. Thank you all. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
We're going
to
see you next Wednesday and get ready for the 27th.
Should be good. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.